everything. Okay, we are on Ayin Tesimid Beis. And we just said Pshat and Rabbi Kiva. We had a problem. Rabbi Kiva holds Chayv Elavin is like Chayv Krisis. I will identify where in Ayin Tesimid Beis momentarily. Rabbi Kiva says Chayv Elavin is like Chayv Krisis. There'd be no mitzvah of addition, there'd be no mitzvah of Chalitza Yibam. Yet Rabbi Kiva said there is a mitzvah of Chalitza Yibam. So we attempted to say that it's talking about a Giyaris. But the problem was with that is because it said in the Mishnah, it said in the Brises, Rabbi Kiva says if you do it, you're ever alive. I mean, it's not talking about a Giyaris. So the Gemara said a very big Kiddush. The Gemara wanted to say that the person died, the brother had a mitzvah of Yibam Chalitza, then the brother became a Ptuah Daka. So the mitzvah of Yibam Chalitza do not go off. Because at the time of the death of the Reuven died, Shimon had a mitzvah of Yibam Chalitza. So even though Shimon now became a Ptuah Daka, the mitzvah of Chalitza Yibam did not go off. That's where we left it at. The third white line, Ayin Tes Amid Beis. Amale Abaya. So Abaya says, I don't get it. The late Yisra B'tzuah, but Nitzchi Yisra the Yibam. Let the Yisra B'tzuah Daka come and push away the mitzvah of Yibam. Mila Tanan, even though he wasn't the B'tzuah Daka at the time of Reuven's death, but now that Shimon became a B'tzuah Daka, why doesn't that remove the mitzvah of Yibam? Mila Tanan, Rabbi Gamliel Omer, Mia Namina, talking about the following story there. There's three shittas in the Tanoim there. The case over there is talking about Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. Reuven was married to a Gedalah, a biblical marriage, and Shimon married rabbinically to a Ktana, who married herself off, or her mother or brother married her off. Reuven died and leaves his wife for Yibam. Now Shimon is married to her sister rabbinically. So there's a whole argument exactly how to proceed. Reb Gamliel says, wait till Shimon's wife becomes 12. At that moment, the marriage will turn biblical. And Reuven's wife goes free for being his wife's sister. Now, even though at the time she fell to Yibam, she wasn't a biblical wife's sister, because she wasn't biblically a wife's sister because it was only a rabbinic marriage. Right? Reb Gamliel happens to hold Enzika. Reb Gamliel happens to hold Yermutzitim Mavato Mitzis Yivamim. Reb Gamliel is not concerned about the fact that we're going to eliminate the mitzvah. But he does say that if she turns into a wife's sister at a later point, it cancels the mitzvah of Yibam. That means we don't say, since at the time of death it wasn't an erva, therefore erva does not interfere. Whatever happens later does interfere. So the same thing over here, Ptuah Daka, granted, at the time of Reuven's death, thank you very much, at the time of Reuven's death, Shimon was not a Ptuah Daka, but he turned into a Ptuah Daka. Why is that different when the Yavama turns into a wife's sister? It happened later, and it still affects the mitzvah of Yibam. So the fact that Shimon turned into a Ptuah Daka should affect the mitzvah of Yibam. That's the Gemara's question. Dr. Gemara. Amale Abaya. The lazy Yisra Ptuah B'nitzchi Atzid Yibam. Milay Tanan, didn't we learn? Im Gamliel Omer, Im Mia Namina, Im Lav Tamtina Chitakdo. If she does Mia, that's fine. Then he can be Miyabim, Reuven's wife, talking about Shimon as a rabbinic marriage. He can walk out as if the marriage never happened. Miyun is like a retroactive annulment of the marriage. The Miyab, time to not to talk to Vatei Teluzum, Shemach HaYizisha. She should wait till she goes out. Wait till she gets older. Then the sisters part of Shemach HaYizisha. Alma Asr Isha HaYizisha, Bedachi. The Isra HaYizisha comes and pushes away the mitzvah of Yibam, even though it occurs at a later date. Let the Yisra B'tzuah push away the mitzvah of Yibam. Elam Rav Yisav, Haytan Hachtan of the Meir B'kivahi. So the Gemara says, you know, you're 100% right. We have no answer. According to B'kivah, Chai B'lavin, there should be no mitzvah of Chalitza Yibam. He should not say that if he did Yibam, you're kind and it's a lav. No mitzvah. But if you remember back when we had a machloikis in Rabbi Kiva, whether all chayve lavin or make a mamzer, or only the relative chayve lavin make a mamzer, there were those that said that only chayve lavin the sheir Rabbi Kiva holds and makes a mamzer, and therefore according to that man the Amar Ptuah Daka would not make a mamzer, and therefore there would be a mitzvah chalitza yibam biblically, and that's who our Mishnah goes like. Ella Amr Rav Yosef, High Tana, Hach Tana, the Beir Vakiv, he's Amr Mechayv Elavim, the Sher Havi Mamzer. Only from the relative Chayv Elavim is it a Mamzer. Mechayv Elavim Greda, non-relative Chayv Elavim, what have you Mamzer, period. Rashi.
What are the two different categories?
I can't hear the question.
What are the two different relatives?
There's two different kinds of chayv elavim. There's ones that come from being related to the person. What would be a lav of related to the person? I'm trying to think of a lav of relatives. Anusas aviv. Father is Anusa, would be a lav, right? Marrying his father is Anusa, according to one of the Amr, is a lav, but it's a relative lav. It's because it's his father's Anusa. That's the one that comes to mind. There might be one few others. But let's say a mamzer to Yisroel, a mamzeres to Yisroel, or a Messina, or a Amaini, or a Mayavi, according to Bekiva. Yama says Kedushin is typhus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Another one would be a guy does chalitza to a woman. She becomes usher in a lav, ashila yivna. Even shila yibana shuv lo yivna, to lav, that's a lav of a relative because it's his brother's wife who did chalitza to. There might be more. I can't think of them offhand. But the Amad Atesh of Bekiva does not make a blanket rule that all Chayv Elavim make Mamzer. And therefore, Kedushin is not Taifas. And therefore, it's considered an Erev for Chalitza Yibum. He only said it by certain Chayv Elavim, not by other Chayv Elavim. Not by Chayv Elavim that had nothing to do with being related. And Tzuadaka is one of those Chayv Elavim. Rashi.
Yeah.
Dr. Rashi, back up. The Rebbe Gamliel, preparing Beis Shammai, this is the 13th parak of Yevamos. B'gdaila shenavlu l'fnei ba'al achayis ketana, a g'dayla that falls to her husband of her sister who's only rabbinically married. And yet, then she became biblically married because she became over 12. And they had a relationship, and she became married. Alma Asir Sa'achayis Isha Bedachi. That the Achayis Isha that comes at a later point pushes away the mitzvah of Yibum. Abagat the Bishas Lefilu Eschazia. Yechazia, even though at the time when Reuven died, there was a mitzvah of Yibum. El Amar of Yaitzim Shenivsta Vakach Nafluvai. There was wounded, and then she fell to Yibum. Like we said, not that it happened later, it makes no difference. The Kamat Isla, the Rebbe Kiva Chai Belam, Kachai Bekrisis. You said that according to Bekiva, Chayv Elav is like Chayv Ekrisis. Hi, Tana de Beir Bekiva, Yidamar Bacharlitz Livimta, he said earlier, Ezo Mamzer Kosher Air Buzzer Shuba Layavai, any relative that's alive. With the light carbs to Moy, the Amar Menachar Loy Iser Bekiva Mamzer Chutz Maman Lekayan Gadol. Not like Ibn Simoy, who said that all love and create Mamzeris according to Bekiva, besides the ones for Kahuna, where the Tyra said it creates Chalala. Charam Betayra Lo Yikach Lo Yichalal. Mikol Chayv Elavim Great Avil Lelekha Korba Vlad Mamzer. Tzmoy said that according to Bekiva, all Elavim create Mamzer. We're not going with Reb Tzmoy, we're going with the other opinion. Period. Okay. So we're finished discussing Reb Akiva. We now have an other problem with Reb Akiva. And that is, he said, Esris Chama has a mitzvah of Esris Chama does not have a mitzvah of Yibum, and Esris Adam does have a mitzvah of Yibum, right? That's what he said. Let me just see. I want to make sure I got it right. Right. And the reason for that was because the way Rebbe Kiva explained it is because a Sris Chama is born a Sris, and a Sris Adam became a later Sris. And the Torah only excluded from Yibum one who was born a Saris, not one who became a Saris. So the Gemara wants to know why. The Torah's lashon is lohakim lo'achiv shem. The mitzvah of Yibum is to be able to continue his brother's life through the possibility of having children. Why is a Sris Adam not excluded? Granted, he wasn't born that way, but the bottom line is now he's a Saris. If now he's a Saris, why in the world should there be a mitzvah of Yibum? The Torah views Yibum as an ability to continue his brother's life through his wife by having children, or by possibility of having children, or an act that could produce children. Whereas a Saris is not Negeya. Who cares the fact that once upon a time he was able to have children? Now he can't. That's the Gemara's Kasha. And the Gemara's Kasha would not be, well, we'll see. Don't think about it. Ikri Khan, Lohokim Lohokim Sheva, La Bar Hokihu. What happened to the halacha that the Yibum is to make him to his brother a name, and he's not capable of that? Amar Rava. So Rava says a teretz as follows. Imkain, if you were right that anybody impossible to procreate doesn't have a mitzvah of Yibum, even though he once had the possibility, so Eilach Ishik share the Yibum. Then forget Yibum. Erase Yibum in the Torah. What happens is, every person who dies naturally, we're not talking about people who get killed, Rahman al-Islam, in a sudden way, either by accident, by murder. We're talking about people who die through disease, through old age. Those people, as their body gets older and weaker, they lose the ability to procreate. They become a saris. Nothing happened to their organs of reproductivity, but they lose the ability to procreate.
Therefore,
they're not
they don't become
a saris. Well, let me finish. The halacha is, both the person who died and the person who did yibum have to be able to continue, have to be people that were achim lachim shame, right? If a saris dies, there's no mitzvah of yibum. Every person that dies naturally is a saris that died. The answer is, he once upon a time was able to have children. Therefore, we can say, lahokim lachim shame. So just like we say that for the person who died, we say that for the yabim as well. Again, Rav is saying, if you're right, that we look at the moment of death, is this guy capable or not capable on the yabim? Then you have to look at the person that died too, because the person who died, who was the Saris Chama, also there's no mitzvah of Yibum. Every person that dies became, I'm sorry, not every, every natural death, the person became a Saris prior to his death. At the time he died, he was incapable of having children. He's like a Saris. There should be no mitzvah of Hakim Lakim Shem. Teretz is the tyrant doesn't care if at the time of death he's incapable. The tyrant cares whether he was a person who was always incapable. And therefore, if he's a Sris Adam, he was once capable. So he goes under the heading of the Hakim Hakim Shem, even though practically speaking, he's not capable. Let me read it
Rabbi,
inside. Let me just read
Rabbi,
it inside.
Yeah.
Can you give me 1 minute? I'm a rabbi.
Absolutely.
Ain't luck each is shikshareli of them. It's impossible then, because everybody, as they die, loses the ability to procreate, became a saris. Yes, Harvey.
Did we already establish that a saris adam means someone whose condition is both permanent and irreversible?
Correct.
So, you know, in the modern age, there's vasectomies, which are theoretically reversible. There's people who know that they will become sterile, and they set aside a sperm for use afterwards, particularly people who are going to go through chemotherapy and the like. How is any of this negaya today?
Okay. So the answer to your question, again, with my limited knowledge of halacha lemaaseh in these areas, is as follows. People that become sterile through treatment, it's called machmas chayli. We don't consider them b'tzua dakas at all.
Uh-huh.
And halacha lemaaseh. And therefore, there's no iser, no prohibition of them having relationship with their wife. They're not b'tzua dakas. It's machmas chayli. It happened because of illness. There's a machloikis if the illness did not affect directly the reproductive organs, but the treatment of the illness did. But we are mekel. We are, at least it's a machloikis. I shouldn't say we are. That's a machloikis. But I think the consensus is, if necessary, we are mekel. Again, I'm not passing a local amount. Now, your case of vasectomy, since today they can reverse it and he can have children, I think we paskin he's not a psuadaka. In fact, I know we paskin he's not a psuadaka.
Thank you. He didn't become a Swiss Chama. Well, this is not the way we define the Swiss Chama. We define Swiss Chama from birth.
Swiss Chama means natural inability to have children usually occurs at birth. What Rav is trying to say is, again, Swiss Chama is at birth. That means the person never was capable of having children. But Rabbi was trying to say, not the halacha of Swiss Chama. He was trying to say, the Gemara's kasha was, every child, when Reuven dies, and his brother Shimon is a Ptsuadaka, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a mitzvah of Yibum. We don't let him do Yibum rabbinically, but there's a mitzvah of Yibum biblically, because he once was capable of having children. The question is, who cares what he once was capable of? At this point, he's not capable. So why in the world is there a mitzvah of Yibum? The Torah wants Yibum, v'hakim, v'hakim, shame. That was the question. According to Bekiva, he says it depends whether the person was a born Saris, or he became one later in life, and he became a Tzuadaka. And if he became one later in life, we say that he has the mitzvah of Yibum. And the Gemara's problem is, the Torah identifies Yibum as an act that's v'hakim, v'hakim, shame. How in the world can a Ptsuadaka have that mitzvah? That was the question. Rava's response is as follows. This halacha of la'achim la'achim shem is on both ends. If the deceased brother was a Suris Chama, there's also no mitzvah of Yibum, because his name is not capable of being carried forward, because he himself he didn't have a name. He didn't have it in his essence, and therefore there's no mitzvah to carry it forward. Right? That's Rava, and one second. Therefore, Dr. Rava, if we look at the here and now, both parties have to be capable, the deceased at the time of his death, and the Yavam at the time of Yibam, have to be capable of doing Lilak of Shame, then there would never be a mitzvah of Yibam, because the deceased lost this capability before he died. The answer is, we don't look at the moment of Yibam. We say we look at the moment of birth. Was this person capable or not capable? And as long as he was capable at the time of birth, he fits the Torah's l'hakim l'hakim shame. That's what Rava says. Now, the Ritzvah here has a question. The Ritzvah has a question that he doesn't understand, and he remains shver. And that he says that he can understand that the deceased, even though at the time of death wasn't capable of procreating, but was capable during his lifetime of procreating, so there's a mitzvah to continue that. Whereas the person doing Yibum should be able to be capable at the time of Yibum, because if not, meaning, welcome, welcome, shame is to, I forgot the word, prop, what was the word you told me? Prop. The word, prop, to continue.
Propagate.
So he has to be, the purpose is to propagate. So Reuven was capable of having children, never he didn't have any. He lost his capability an hour before he died, but he had it for his first 59 years. So therefore, there's a mitzvah to propagate Reuven. But Shimon is coming to propagate when he's incapable. How can you compare the two? And therefore the Ritzvah says he doesn't understand his Gemara. But the Gemara seems to compare the two. That just like Reuven, at the time of his death, was not capable of having children, we still have a mitzvah to propagate because he once was capable. So Shimon, even though he can't have children, has a mitzvah to go through the motion because he was once capable. And the Ritzvah does not see the analogy. That's his problem. Because one, he had the ability, so we would like to carry on his name. And the one who's doing it now is incapable of carrying on. So how are we comparing the two? Guy born a Swiss Chama never had the capability, so there's no mitzvah to carry his name on. The guy not born a Swiss Chama had ability, unfortunately didn't have kids, so the Torah wants to carry on. But this guy, the Yavam, Dr. Ritzvah, he's doing the Yibam when he's not capable. How can you compare the two? But the Gemara does. And that's the Gemara's answer. Rashi.
Am I Gretchen? Is there in the midst of the Lahakim shame? Is that really? Does it really have to propagate to do that mitzvah? In other words,
again,
you can divorce
it doesn't have to result in the birth of kids.
In other words, we're always jumping to the conclusion.
What?
We're always jumping to the conclusion that he'll. I said we're always jumping to the conclusion that he's going to have children with her.
Or the brother. No, it's not my. We have no control over whether people have children or not.
But the Lahakim shame, Lamaisa, what does it actually literally mean? Lahakim shame.
Maybe to do an act that has the capability of being making shame. That's all.
And do I have to understand what purpose this serves?
No, you don't have to understand.
Do people understand? Is it just me?
You don't have to understand.
Okay.
That's the mitzvah of the Torah.
In other words, there's a cost of... Right.
Reasons don't tell us what the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is, and then we try to figure out a reason if we can or can't. Now, walk up Yibam to do one beer. One beer. That's it. Reuven dies, healthy people. Reuven dies, Shimon is around, he has a mitzvah of Yibam to live with her one time. He's Mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, he can divorce her, he did the mitzvah of Yibam.
So it doesn't have to be anything.
Getting pregnant that first time? Not so great.
But it doesn't have to be a public thing where everybody knows about it.
No,
in
you know,
words,
there's no announcement to when they live together, no.
So the Lahakim shame is not for the public to know about the deceased brother. Hello?
I'm still here. What have you got knocked
I am
off?
Too, with that air. I
think you have to ask a question, Moshe.
I'm still on.
Is Rabbi Mark Gretton still on?
Doesn't sound like it.
I don't know what happened.
Somebody text them from Cone.
Okay.
Text them from Cone to tell them to dial back in.
We call back in?
I just called back in and I still got only you guys on the line.
Something happened to him on his end.
You want to call Rebbe on his cell phone?
Does he answer texts? Does he look at his phone? He looks at his phone for texts,
yes,
right?
Yep.
I don't have his number.
I just texted Cone.
Phil? Hold on a second. How much is it regular? How much is it for a gallon? $2.97?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the worst share I've ever been part of.
I just texted him. We can't hear you.
For you guys who aren't usually remote, it helps everybody hear much better if everybody mutes themselves when they're not asking questions.
I just texted him.
I texted him that we can't hear him. So I don't know if he got the message or not.
I texted Cone too.
he may have had to restart the recording or something, which means we may have to all dial in again. I'm going to try to do that.
All right. Okay, I'll try to dial in again.
I'm sorry, I gave a bang at the tape. My IT person is not here today. So since the IT person is not on... What? I'm sorry, Rabbi Cohn's IT person is missing today. Therefore, IT is having its problems today. I apologize.
I'll text
As
the
I was
others
saying,
to let them know.
What?
I'll text the others to let them know we're back on the air.
Thank you. I'm sorry. So the bottom line is, Yibum, you're right. If you went with reasoning, the purpose is to have children, they should live millions 100 times together until she gets pregnant. But then, if she's 65 and no longer capable of having children, there should be no mitzvah. That's not what the Torah wrote. The Torah wants the brother-in-law to live with his sister-in-law one time. But the Torah identifies it has to be somebody who's capable of procreating. And the deceased has to have been capable of procreating. Now, what Rav is saying is, that since the deceased lost his ability prior to death, and it doesn't bother us, because if not, there wouldn't be a mitzvah of Yibum, so then the Yavam fact that he lost it prior to Yibum doesn't bother us. That's what Rav is saying. And the Ritva does not understand that analogy. Because one is to continue on a person's life who had the ability for the first who knows how many years, unfortunately never had children, but had the ability, and then lost it right before he died, and the other is doing Yibum without the capability. He doesn't see the analogy, and he blames Sarachian. He had a Shatta Kosher when he was 10, when he was 15, but now he's 45, his brother died, and he has no ability to be making shame. Sucks to Rava, but since he had the ability, the mitzvah is there, just like the deceased person had again. If the deceased person never had the ability, there's no mitzvah.
Right.
But if the deceased person had the ability
right.
and lost it, there is a mitzvah.
Right.
So the same thing with the Yavam. If the Yavam never had the ability, there's no mitzvah. If the Yavam had the ability, even though he doesn't have it now, there is a mitzvah. That's what Rav is saying.
Right.
And Rav Dvar's question is that you can't compare the two.
Why?
Because one had the ability to be making shame. Nebuch didn't have children. Lost at the last minute. This person is doing the act of Yibum without the ability now. Yibum is happening now. He is the one that's incapable now. How can you say that because once upon a time he was capable? But that's what the Gemara says. Don't get me wrong. I'm not erasing the Gemara Chas V'Shalom. I'm just saying to advise a difficult understanding of the analogy.
Rabbi Margareta? Rabbi Yitzchak?
I'm in the middle of talking to somebody, Dr. Brakey. You wait 1 second.
I apologize. Rabbi Margareten, you lost the whole show a couple minutes ago. Is everybody back on?
Barbie said he would text people.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because we lost you for like the whole online people lost you, so we're redialing. I just want to make sure that you're aware that we lost you a couple minutes ago.
I'm very well aware.
Thank you.
The brother would have died earlier. That he would have had it, right? The Yavam would be his brother died later. You understand what I'm saying?
No.
The,
sorry, but I don't.
No, but the Yavam had the same opportunity if the brother would have died earlier.
He would have been capable of being
right,
making,
right,
but now he's not. The difference is the deceased were being making the shame that he could have had. The Yavam is not doing the act of Akam Hashem.
And when a person's older, 92.
You're right. The same question would be.
They don't ask it in that case.
You're right. I mean, I hear you. Okay, that's what Gemara says. Gemara makes the analogy. Dr. Gemara, two lines in the bottom. Lur B'liezer, Peruka Derabba Pirchehi. Queen to B'liezer, why isn't the question, Rabbi said, a question, Rabbi Eliezer said, Tzris Chama, there's no Chalitza. There's no mitzvah Yibum, I'm sorry, Tzris Adam, there's no mitzvah Chalitza Yibum, because he's not capable now. But Every person that dies is not capable now. So why isn't Rava right? Rabbi Yezer arguing with Rabbi Kiva, according to the way Rava explains them, how do you view a person's ability, losing the ability to have children before they die? Is that becoming a saris, or is that the beginning of the death process? Nobody says a dead person is a saris. He's dead. The fact that a person who is ill, on the way to death, is losing the ability to have children, is that becoming a saris and then dying? Or is it that the start of death? The process of death? Rabbi Eliezer says he's not becoming a saris and then dying. He's dying. He's a saris. He's a non-saris that's dying. Yes, he no longer has the ability to have children, but that's because he's dying, not because he became a saris. And Rav is saying in Rabbi Kiva, bottom line is, he became a saris before he died. It's not death, he's alive. He's not dead. Living people who can't procreate is a saris. Rabbi Eliezer says, since it's happening on the way to death, it's part of a death process, not part of a saris process. Rashi. I will use an analogy to show my knowledge in medicine. I was once told by a doctor that the body goes through a process called modeling. Rachmana l'tzlan, when a person dies, the body on its own starts not taking care of the outer organs and starts concentrating on its main organs to keep it alive. And the feet die, and the hands die, Rachmana l'tzlan. And the body tries to keep itself alive by concentrating on the internal body. It's called the process of modeling. Dr. Harris, am I right? Anyway, you know.
Is this the doctor that said Rebbe should be a doctor?
No, that's what I was told. And then I was watching somebody go through the process of dying. They explained to me what modeling is. So what happens then? Some shot, he loses his hand. He's dying. It's the death process. His organs die before the rest of his body dies. That's what Rabbi Eliezer is saying. It's not he's becoming a saris. That part of the body is dying as the process of death goes on, Rachmana l'tzlan.
That happens before the internal part?
Yeah.
Does that?
I told you, I don't have Dr. Harris on, but that's...
Yeah, Braid.
Oh, Dr. Braid, am I right?
Yes, that's right. I was on mute, I'm sorry. Yeah, that a certain part that way they die. Yeah, sure.
The body tries to conserve the internal organs primarily.
That's what Rebbe just said.
Right, oh, it's called modeling.
Right. I mean, that I'm not familiar with the term, but it does preserve
like
the.
I was in a hospital. This is happening to the person, and they told me he's modeling. I asked, "What does that mean?" So they explained it to me.
It's MOTT, Rebbe, by the way, not MODEL.
What's it called?
Modeling. It's not a model, but whatever.
Modeling.
With a T.
Rashi. Lerb Lezer Peruka de Rava Pirchi. Gemara Parak. Lem Hai Peruka de Rava Pirchi Lerb Lezer. The Vada Kashino de Shasa Kashir Mufi. We see from the fact that he once had the ability to mean something. But my Kamer Rav Lezer says other Rav Chaylus. Lem Hanel Shasa Kashir. Rav Lezer says that the fact that he once had it doesn't make a difference. The Mikara, from the beginning. Avada Shritzis Shomisei L'Rafua. Avilach Misei Bebasei Shemishim Shasa Kashi the Mikara. Everybody that dies, his wife is eligible for Yibum, even though the husband became a Saris. The answer is, Kishusa L'Hazchulamei. We'll have Saris, see? And L'Misa Makreshes Kaichai. This is the death process. Back to the Gemara. Frak the Gemara Hechi Dami Saris Chama. What is this Saris Chama? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Rabbi Yisav Zakrashi, Heki Dami Saras Chama, the Kamet of the Shoshish Slash HaKosher. Never was capable. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak by Yisav, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Koshle Rosh Ha'achas B'Kashrusay. Never was able or capable of children. Fakti Gemar Menor Yadinan. How do you know that he was never capable? Amar Abaya Kolamatu Mayim Ve'ino Isekipa. He urinates and it doesn't go in a
ark.
Arch. Right. He was born that way. doesn't go far. Shumato klapi maila. Vein nasik kikipa. It dribbles. Meaning when he tries to urinate, he's urinating upwards. It won't go up. It'll just fall down right away. That's psuadaka right away. Dr. Gemara Viter. Mimai hava. What causes it? Dr. Gemara, the afya ime bitahara. His mother baked bread in a hot oven on a hot day in the sun. The shafti shikri marka, and then drank diluted beer. That will affect her internal, her fetus, that he will become a Swiss chama. Amar Rajaisav Hainu de Shemani Li'imi, the Amar Koshim and Me'ami Lokoy. That's what I heard my mother say, that it's a child that was ruined, Imai, in his mother's womb. Le'yadana Mai Nechaliyu, I didn't know what it was. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, the Afi Imei Lechem Betaner, she baked bread. B'tara Shemachamasa Choyim Hataner V'choyim Hatzarayim. Her body gets heated up from the oven and from the noon, from the hot sun. Shikra marka, shaker mazug, diluted beer. Ikad the army chazak. Some say marka means strong beer.
Well, whatever happened to the yitzer, he wasn't supposed to have children.
He's not a tsaris. Not everybody that doesn't have children is a tsaris. Just like not every woman that doesn't have children is an islander. We're not saying everybody that dies without children is a tsaris. But there is such a thing called a born tsaris. So we're identifying what it means, a born tsaris. Again, I want to make it clear. A Swiss Chama has no restrictions. He can marry whoever he wants. No intermarriage is not a psuadaka. Not a kushavcha.
Yeah,
he can marry. He's not capable of hebel.
But he can marry a regular.
According to Rabbi Yezer, he's not capable of. I'm sorry. According to Rabbi Yezer, he is capable. He is not capable of hebel. Which one do you go? He said Shishama is capable of hebel. Correct. Right. He argued in Rabbi Yezer.
But it's just called very regular.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We just want to identify who is a Swiss Chama. What does it mean, born Tsaris?
So what I'm trying to say is, this is the only way that he became a Swiss Chama?
That's what the Gemara is saying. Swiss Chama means a Swiss from birth.
That's right. And I said, a person that wasn't Zayich going to have the children...
is not a Swiss.
Hashem said at the time of his birth, he's not going to be Zayich going to have kids.
Correct.
I mean, when he was became 7, whatever the age is,
yeah.
He's not having kids and he's not be able to have
relationships. Okay, mommies have no idea what
you're talking about. What's that called then?
An ukkar.
Same thing.
No, it's not. There's nothing physically wrong with him that we can identify.
In this case, also, there's nothing physically wrong.
That's not true. Watch him urinate.
But what I'm saying is, the mother caused this to happen. When does this happen? Once every 4 million years?
When a mother takes drugs, do kids come out Rachmana Litzlan deformed?
That's
not just common. I'm asking, but I want to know whether the mother caused it to happen. Does that happen every 4 million years?
I'm sorry?
Does that happen every 4 million years?
It used to, but now it's changed. I'm
trying to figure out what you want to know.
Rebbe, he Googles today, mother baked bread in oven at high noon and drank marka beer when she was pregnant with him. Is that a brand name? I know. What I'm saying is that it doesn't happen. It's not possible to happen.
Why? How can you say that?
I'm saying, how often does it happen?
That doesn't make a difference.
My mother didn't drink beer. My mother didn't drink beer, so I don't
serious?
Know.
How do you know? How do you, first of all, in Shtana Teva, there's no riot that it doesn't happen today, number one. Number two is, who are you to say whether it happens or not? How many women bake bread in an oven outside in a hot sun?
That's what I'm trying to say.
So, again, but in those days they did. The ovens were outside.
And it was 1 o'clock?
Please be Michael me. But you just cut your drush in half. Are you arguing in a Gemara's
Matzias? No, what I'm trying to say is that there are other ways for this to happen. That's what I thought. I thought when a person is enjoying that children from birth, that also...
That's an ukkar. There's a difference in a saris and an ukkar.
I'm learning something new now.
That's why we're here, to learn new.
I'm
sorry, you're right. But... That's the Masechta Kedushin, now Beis. Don't think of my advice.
I said I'm still on base.
I didn't think you were still on base. I said the Chazer Kedushin are base. Is that you? I said especially the Chazer Kedushin are base. Rashi. The Loyadana my neo. Claimer Loyadana me my have. I didn't know what happened. This is actually not seen. How did you want to leave me coaching my email? Okay, Loyadana my claimer Abidana. I know what she was talking about. That she was explaining what a chizus chamer is. Frank the Gemara. V'leichesh shema hivri bintayim. You know, people change. They have illnesses that heal. Especially chizus chamer that can be healed. Rabbi Blazer says chizus chamer can be healed. So, how do you know that this person remained the chizus chamer all his life? Perhaps he went through a period of time that he was not a stress chama.
Change his urine.
Every day? Zok the Gemara, kiva the tchilas of v'saifu lakui, l'chashinam. The answer is, if he was a stress chama when he was born, and at the end he never had children, there's no reason to believe that things changed in the middle. Right, because Rabbi Yezer, Rabbi Kiva had said that the reason a Swiss Chama does not have Yibam is that she never was eligible. The Gemara's problem is, how can you say the word never eligible? Human beings evolve. Things happen when they're younger, and they overcome it when they get older. So how can you be sure that because he was born a Saris? Remember, Saris has refuah. Rabbi Kiva is saying that somebody was born a Saris and dies without children, there's no mitzvah of Yibum because he had never had a Shasa Kaisher. He never was capable of having children. How do you say those words? Human beings evolve. At one point they aren't capable, then they become capable. How do you know?
It's called Chazaka.
Ah, we tried to ask that question. Great question. Achleir asked the question, I should say. And the answer is that we don't say
What was the question?
The fact that he was a Saris should say that it didn't change unless we know it changed. Instead of the burden of proof being that it didn't change, the burden of proof has to be that it did change, because once we establish something, we have a chazaka. That is Avraham Cohen's great question.
How do we know that he was a Saris ever?
What?
How do we know that it was ever a Saris?
Check his urine.
The time of birth. We saw how he urinated. The Gemara said that if he urinates and he's not Isa Kippah, it's a riot that he's a Saris.
Okay. So that's the only case. In other words, this person who didn't make an ark would never have a child? Or is that the Chazaka?
Not true. It's capable of healing. We're saying a person who was born and didn't make an ark and then dies without children was a Saris Chama. And according to Bekiva, there would be no mitzvah of Yibum, because he was never capable of having children.
So I'm thinking, as you were saying that, I'm sorry for interrupting, I was thinking that maybe he got married when he was age 90 years old. And then he died, and his younger brother wanted to do Yibum. But he was 90 years old when he got married for the first time.
Again, he was a Swiss Chama when he was born. That we know. The test of birth showed he was a Swiss Chama. He died without children 100 years later.
And that's a Chazaka.
Rabbi Kiva says there's no mitzvah of Yibum, because he never was capable of having children. The Gemara's problem is, Who told you that? People change during their lifetime. And therefore, chazaka doesn't work because that's normal things that people overcome difficulties in their body. Their body heals itself. And the Mishnah told us that Tris Chama can be healed. So how do you know that he didn't get healed in between? That's the Gemara's question. And therefore, you can never say he never had a Shas HaKaisher. He should at least need Chalitza. Perhaps he was healthy at a certain time.
What was the answer?
We didn't give an answer yet.
No, what was the question?
Because you don't say chazaka in a person where the body evolves and self-heals. That's what the Aruch HaNer says. Dr. Gemara. And for the Gemara, Kivan did chilasa v'saifa laka l'chashina. The question's a good question, but the answer is, the bottom line is he never had children. And we know he was a Sris Chama. So there's no reason to suspect that anything changed without Chazaka. We know he was a Sris Chama. He never ended up having children. So why in the world should you think that maybe it changed? No reason to suspect that things changed. Rashi?
And same thing with Chazaka.
Different. Chazaka would have meant that it's never a Kash to begin with. Here we're saying, you're going to see in a minute why it's not Chazaka. As we go along, you'll see why it's not Chazaka. Dr. Gemara Baita Masa Reb Mari Reb Chanina Ben Antignus Eimer. Reb Chanina Ben Antignus says, Bait Kinois is Shalosh Bama Matar Shmai Nim Yayim. Halacha is an animal that has a certain illness, either called Chavror, which is dots in the eye, I believe, or Mayim Hakvuim, this is certain water that's there. It's a mum. And the Gemara says that you check it for 80 days. Three times in between, because what happens is sometimes it's there, it goes away, it comes back. And if it goes away in the middle, it's not a mum. So the way to check it is every 27 days, over three times. That means we say things change. So what do you say? Why don't we say check it at the beginning and check it at the end of 80 days? Why are we making it check them two times in the middle? The answer is because things change. So over here also things change. Why are you saying we don't think say things change?
Well, I mean,
Dr. Gemara, can I just finish this? Bait Kinois is Shalosh Bama Matar Shmai Nim Yayim. That the Gemara, the Chad Eber Chashina, the Kula Gufa Le Chashina. There's a big difference. There is the eyes. The eyes can heal, get worse, get better. Here, it happens because of an illness in the whole body. Sris is a sign of weakness of the body. And therefore, that we don't assume change the middle and then change back. If he got healed, he would get healed. If he didn't get healed, he didn't get healed. The eyes can go in and out. One organ can go in and out. A whole body doesn't work that way. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, Bait Kinois said the Bechairis Koi, talking about Bechairis. Chavru, Rabbayim, Kavu, and Marzemun. Bezu, Chavru, Hakavu, and Kosh, Shah, Shemay, and Imiyayim. That's the ADH. If you need to take the timer, Bait Kinois is Shalosh Bam, we check him three times until it's paid Yayim. The right pay, the beginning of 80, the empty pay, the middle of 80, beside pay, the end of 80. Avadik, it's Chilu, beside the Sagi, the beginning of the end is not enough. Shem, may tie another, maybe it left in the middle. But Nim to Shane Kavu, it's not a Mum Kavu, it's not a set Mum. We don't say, well, at the beginning of the end, it probably didn't change. The Chadaver, Ayan. The Kula Gufa, Sris Chama, Machmas Chayli, Kalagufa, comes because of the illness of the whole body. Everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. Mazel Tov to Rabbi Cohen on the Ufrav of his son. I'm inviting everybody from wherever you are across the globe to come to the Kiddush.